Now, you might be saying to yourself, okay, how in the world does that passage use the resurrection to answer all these four questions? We haven't left them behind. We're coming right back to them. How does that passage use the resurrection to answer questions like, how do I know there's a God? How do I know that he's like what I believe? How do I know that Jesus is the Son of God? How do I know I'll go to heaven when I die? How does it use that? Well, actually, I'm going to tell you. I'm glad you asked. The question's fine. We're going to take those questions one at a time. Yeah. Number one. How do I know there is a God? How do I know there is a God? Now, if this were a theology class, I would break out three, very, studious arguments. I'd say, well, you've got the cosmological argument, you've got the teleological argument, you've got the ontological argument, and based on these things, you can know that there is a God. And thank God we're not in a theology class where I would bore you to tears with these arguments. It's as dry as it sounds, trust me. And actually, because it's Easter Sunday and we're at church, what we're going to do is use this argument from Paul about the resurrection to explain it, to explain the answer. How do I know there is a God? Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, how does that work out? Well, this is what Paul said. He talks about it a lot all through this thing. He says, first of all, in verse 29, they took him down from the tree and laid him in the tomb, but God did what? Raised him from the dead. Verse 34, God did what? Raised him from the dead, never to decay. Verse 37, but the one whom God raised from the dead did not see decay. You think that Jesus rose from the dead? I would say so. At least Paul thinks so. Now, someone would say, okay, yeah, John, that's fine, whatever, man. But, really, frankly, bottom line, people get resuscitated from near-death experiences all the time. They're in an accident, they haul them in the emergency room, they're working on them and stuff, and their heart stops, and their soul leaves their body, and they float around the room, and they see weird stuff, sometimes good, sometimes scary. And then, finally they go, they're beating on their heart and chest and all this kind of stuff, and then they're soul goes back in their body and they're alive again. Happens all the time. What's the big deal? Good question. Here's the deal. All of those people that have those experiences, what eventually happens to all of them later? They die. Yeah, they had a near-death experience. The folks brought them back. The doctors brought them back. But eventually those guys died. And when they buried them, what happened to their body? Decayed, man. Decomposed. It rotted in the ground. But when Christ died, when Jesus died, when they beat him with whips till his back was shredded, when they nailed him to a cross, when they shoved a spear up through his ribs into his side and the blood and the water poured out, when he died for us and he was buried, when God raised him from the dead, Jesus never died again. He is alive today. God did not simply resuscitate him. He raised him to immortality. That body that he inhabits is now free from death, free from any kind of distress. He is now the firstborn from the dead, and he was seen by over 500 witnesses after he came to life. That's a little different. That's a little different. And eventually he ascended to the throne of God. So after he died, God raised him from the dead, but he never died again, and only God can do that. Only God can raise a person to immortality. You can stack people up all day long that doctors have resuscitated and brought back to life during a near-death experience, but only God can raise a person to immortality so they never die again. So if God raised Christ from the dead, that is rock-solid proof that there is a God. Because certainly no one on planet Earth could do such a thing. Not now, neither 2,000 years ago. Praise God. Your doctor can bring you back to life, But only God can raise you to immortality. Your doctor can resuscitate you, but you're still going to be fat and ugly and skinny, or, you know, wrinkled or sick or bald or whatever. But only God can raise you to immortality with a body that is not subject to disease or distress or death, that is full of the glory and the life, very life of God. Only God can do that. So number one, how do I know that there is a God? He raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Number two, how do I know that what I believe about God is true? There are a lot of folks in this world, billions of people in this world. They all don't agree with me. Some of my best friends don't agree with me. They let me know too. People have all kinds of opinions about what God is like. If you walk out this door, just start walking into Queenstown. Start talking to folks, some of the firemen down there, or, you know, various people walking through town. You can ask them about God, and you'll hear a whole bunch of different opinions. Probably the number of people you talk to is the number of opinions you'll get about what God is like. You've got people all over the world. You've got Buddhists. You've got Muslims. You've got, animists, you've got all different kinds of weird, bizarre religions all over the world. How do you know that what you believe is the truth rather than what they believe, which contradicts everything that you believe? How do you know that? Is it just a wild guess? Is it just a shot in the dark? Is it just a vain hope? Gee, I hope I'm right, you know? How can you be assured? I'll tell you why. Because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That's how you can know. Paul said this, verse 32. He says, "We tell you the good news. What God promised our fathers, He has fulfilled for us, their children, by raising up Jesus." Think about that for a second. What God promised our fathers. He's talking about thousands of years before that, hundreds of years, thousands of years, all through Scripture, from the dawn of creation. What God promised to the fathers, He has fulfilled by raising up Jesus Christ. In other words, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. How many of you guys ever said, "Oh, this is going to happen," and you were wrong? How many times have you experienced where the more certain you were, the more you just argued, "Man, this is going to happen. Tell me about it, boy. It's going to happen. There is no argument." And when it came to pass, you were wrong. Anybody ever experienced that? The harder you argued, the wronger you were. I get to the point, I don't try to make predictions about anything anymore. Because, you know, I'm just like, "Oh yeah, you know, New England's going to win the Super Bowl." Yeah. That's the story of my life. But when God promises something in Scripture, when He prophesies what's going to happen in the Bible, it is fulfilled to the letter, to the dot. On the day He said that it would come to pass, it comes to pass. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. He fulfills prophecies made about Him thousands of years before He even came to earth. And that shows Scripture to be true, doesn't it? If Scripture makes all these prophecies and said, "This is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen," and 1,000 years later, this happens and that happens and the other thing happens, doesn't that speak to the fact that Scripture is true about what it says? So if Scripture is true and it says all these things that we believe about God, then the resurrection of Jesus Christ by fulfilling prophecy shows that what we believe about God is really true. He's not some bizarre thing that you hear about over in Indonesia or in Myanmar or some other weird, you know, out-of-the-way country. He is who Scripture, exactly who Scripture says that He is. He is a righteous God. He is a holy God. He makes covenants with men. He is everything the Bible says about Him. He is the creator of the universe. He is the judge of the world. And one day we will stand before Him. How do I know? Because Scripture said so, and Jesus Christ is risen from the dead in fulfillment of Bible prophecy. So when someone says to you, "How do you know what the Bible says about God is true?" What do you tell them? Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead in fulfillment of prophecy. Praise God. Let's speed up a little bit. Number three, how do I know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Take a wild guess.
Because He rose from the dead.
How did you know? It's amazing.